Matt, how are you?
Hey, Tony. Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Well, I'm calling you because I was trying to get online on Monday like a lot of other people, and I heard that Michigan got .gov, the website, got bogged down, and some folks had some issues with sporadic outages. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that was indeed the case, Tony. Let me just back up a little bit to tell you what took place was related to an ongoing project we've had to migrate all of Michigan.gov to a new web content management system. That's basically kind of the guts that makes the whole state portal work, you know, whatever department you're at. It's kind of the behind-the-scenes piece of software that makes it work day in and day out. And the one we have now is, it's getting up there in years. It's getting close to 10 years. And as you can imagine, you know, the web's changed a lot in 10 years. You know, Facebook was just a dream back in the day. So we've figured it was time to try to move to a new content management system, and a little after midnight on Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, we actually switched to our new to the new environment. And going along Saturday and into Sunday, we didn't seem to be experiencing really any kinds of problems as far as traffic load. We thought things were going well. The reason we did it, of course, in the middle of the night, is we wanted to, you know, kind of do it when there wasn't a lot of traffic and make sure things were working right. Unfortunately, we got to Monday morning, and things started to slow down pretty quickly. As you know, Monday morning is one of our peak times on the website. As people come back from the weekend and are checking up on things. Of course, after migration, we got a lot of people internally trying to fix things. And pages started taking a lot longer to load than they should have. And after a while, it just got to be pretty slow. And that's not what we like to see happen.
So you were trying to switch to a new platform. Things got bogged down. So what'd you do?
Well, we worked with it for a while. We worked with it through Monday morning, trying to get things back up. We were able to see some improvement, but the pages were just loading too slow. There were some other issues with content that was out of date and should have been up there, that should have been expired. On Monday afternoon, the decision was made that we were going to roll back to the previous content management system, which was still running in the background, so it wasn't a big deal. And that's what we've been doing since then, and it's working fine for right now. But it was a rough day for all of us. It's certainly not the level of service that we strive for with Michigan.gov. We always try to get 99% availability for all of our citizens. We know that's what people expect. That's what they deserve. And we apologize for any inconvenience folks experienced. It's frustrating for people. It's certainly frustrating for us too. We're gonna try to do better.
So that new platform was IBM WCM?
Correct.
What is were they there? Were the folks from IBM there trying to get this going?
They were, and they had folks, you know, around IBM. Actually, you know, they're everywhere. So they had people around the globe working on these issues, trying to iron them out. You know, it wasn't able to get it to the level of service that we would we were expecting. So. You know, we're having conversations with everyone over there right now internally, and we're looking at all of our options to see how best to proceed. One thing that we know, though, is that we can't have our site go down like we did on Monday. We're gonna do better. Again, we apologize for any inconvenience.
Well, Matt, what caused the problem?
Well, you know, we're still going through the logs. Mm-hmm. and seeing exactly what the situation was. We know there was a situation with the authoring tool, which is basically the internal sort of interface that people within the state use to update the page. We have about 200 content management administrators, and they're the people that actually put the content up on the site that you see on Michigan.gov. That wasn't functioning the way it was supposed to. So we know that was an issue. You know, anytime you have a migration like this, and I should say, you know, Michigan.gov, we typically average around 55 million page views a month, which is really astronomical. You know, and the fact that we have 16, I think it's 16 now, different state departments all housed on it. This is a significant migration.
So Matt, will you give IBM an opportunity to try and fix the problem, or will you look to another resource to try and get upgraded?
You know, again, I think I just say what I said before. You know, at this stage, we're kind of assessing what occurred, and we're going to be looking at all of our options on how we're going to proceed next.
How much did this new platform cost?
Well, it's kind of a complicated question because we've actually been working with IBM going back to, I think it's about 2002. They actually do provide our hosting right now for Michigan.gov on our old web platform, and so we've kind of, you know, we've had a ongoing contracts with them going back 8 years. To provide service. So, you know, I don't have the actual numbers breaking out this specific, you know, content management system right now. But, you know, I know over the past 8 years, you know, including hosting, we're talking about $5 million. But there's, you know, it's kind of a trying to break things out is a little bit tricky.
Sure, that new platform could cost millions, though, literally, couldn't it?
The platform itself, you know, I don't know if I'd necessarily want to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I don't have the specific number for that platform. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I said, we're going to be looking at all of our options and all of the dollars behind all of these questions, and we're going to make the decision to you know, on how best to proceed and avoid situations like we had on Monday.
All right, Matt, we're not trying to throw you under the bus. Believe me, as someone who has someone else manage their Facebook page, I know how challenging a service that has 55 million views a month must be tough. So just curious to see what was going on. I know things are back to normal. I know you're trying to fix what's going on. Good luck with that. I think I'd rather flip burgers than have to deal with that, man.
Appreciate that, Tony.
All right. Matt Ferguson from the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget on the bog down at Michigan.gov. It's up and going and everything is fine.
That's right. Thanks a lot.